It's week 9, and we've got 8 midweek games that we got to go over. Welcome in, Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Most active on X, of course. It's midweek time. We got a lot of midweek games, of course, through October. We've got CUSA games midweek. Now we've been tossing in some Sun Belt games, some AAC games. Typically, this is where the G5 games, or G6, whatever you want to call it, where they live. And we like to talk about these. So we are going to continue that. Once we get into November, then it's MACtion time. We're going to continue that all the way through the month of November. But let's not waste a whole lot of time. Let's go on and get to it. Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central Time. Of course, God's time zone. This one on ESPN2. Kennesaw State travels to FIU. Both of these teams coming off massive wins last week. Kennesaw, a 2.5-point road favorite, total of 48.5 on this one. And these two teams, Kennesaw 4-2 straight up, 4-2 against the spread. FIU 3-3 straight up, 4-2 against the spread as well. So both teams covering numbers at a really good rate. Very interesting. Very interesting to look at. My projected stat spread has got Kennesaw by 3.34. My power rating has Kennesaw by 4.8. My last 4 weeks' numbers has Kennesaw by 9.51. Jerry Mack doing an exceptional job with this roster. Number 123 overall talent is Kennesaw State. FIU number 96. Willie Simmons also doing a really good job with the FIU roster. These are two fun teams. Really fun teams in Conference USA to pay attention to. Implied score is 25-23.5. Stats-wise, I've got it 21.76 to 18.42. So I've got a total of only 40 points on this. So I'm looking at the under. But this Kennesaw offense certainly was able to put up some points last week on Louisiana Tech. And they just, I mean, they handled business. They are number 69 in scoring opportunities per game. That's a first down inside the opponent 40. But they are number 128 in points per scoring opportunity. I find that interesting that they were able to do what they did to Louisiana Tech last week. FIU is number 28 in points allowed per scoring opportunity. So that's going to be interesting to see that defense. I mean, you see a lot of red for these two teams. Kennesaw, number 62, current strength of schedule. FIU, number 90. So Kennesaw has faced a tougher quality of opponent than FIU has thus far. FIU, who was it? Jenkins is the quarterback there. You know, there was a chance that he might not play last week, and then they come out and they beat Western Kentucky like a drum. What was it, 25-6? So he did good things. But they are number 121 in PPA per pass attempt, number 126 in yards per pass attempt, number 130 in QBR. Kennesaw State isn't great at defending the pass, but they are certainly better than what FIU has got thrown at them. Running the football, that is where FIU is going to make their hay. They are only number 75 in rush rate, so they're running it a little more than 50% of the time. But they are number 35 in yards per rush, number 29 in PPA per rush, that's predicted points added per rush, 13th in rushing explosiveness, number 62 in rushing success rate, Kennesaw number 88 in PPA allowed per rush, number 62 in yards allowed per rush, number 55 in rushing success allowed, and number 77 in rushing explosiveness allowed. These two teams, it just kind of depends on who's going to show up. That's the easiest way to put it. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing. Both are number 98 in turnover margin. FIU is number 98 because they're 124th in giveaways per game, number 39 in takeaways. Well, Kennesaw is number 80 in giveaways per game, but they're 116 in takeaways. So they don't do a good job of generating turnovers, but they don't give it away as much. FIU gives it away all the time, but they can typically get it back. So both of them just inside the top 100 in turnover margin. Penalties per game, number 69 for FIU, number 97 for Kennesaw. The difference is that Kennesaw is number 33 at generating opponent penalties per game, and FIU is number 94 in generating opponent penalties per game. Both of them outside the top 100 in special teams efficiency. Again, it is almost coin flippish when you look at it. But you start looking at five factors. Kennesaw, 75th in raw five factors. FIU is number 89. Kennesaw, faster starting team, number 48 in first half point margin. FIU is number 114, and that's against a worse strength of schedule. Kennesaw is a, they opened a 1.5 point favorite. They're out to 2.5. So long as this thing is 3 or below, I'll feel pretty good about Kennesaw State. All my numbers say to go that direction. Yeah, give me the Owls on the road as a fave. Kennesaw minus 2.5. Our midweek CUSA continues 6:30 p.m. Central Time. This one on CBS Sports Network. And, of course, Central Time, God's time zone. Louisiana Tech hosting Western Kentucky. Interesting spot here. Louisiana Tech favored by 3.5, total of 50.5 on this, and the number has not moved since it opened. My stats projected spread has Louisiana Tech by 2.8. My power rating has Louisiana Tech by 4.7. And my last 4 weeks' stats have Louisiana Tech minus 3.24. Both of these teams lost inexplicably last week and didn't just lose, got demolished. Louisiana Tech lost to Kennesaw State 35-7 last week. Western Kentucky loses at home to FIU 25-6. Still doesn't make a lot of sense, at least not in my head. So that's the way it goes. Let's look at some numbers. Louisiana Tech, terrible on offense, excellent on defense. Now, granted, they were not last week, but still, they are number 123 in PPA per drive on offense. They are number 105 in offensive success rate. Horrible at throwing the football, number 130 passing success, number 89 rushing success. Western Kentucky, pretty good at stopping the pass, terrible at stopping the run. And Western Kentucky on offense is okay. They throw the football a lot. Number 11 in pass rate. Over 58% of the time are they throwing the football. They're 51st in QBR, number 60 in yards per pass attempt. They're number 43 in havoc allowed. Number 103 in passing explosiveness. Number 60 in passing success rate. Well, Louisiana Tech, I told you their defense is really good. Number 19 in PPA allowed per pass, number 36 in yards allowed per pass attempt, number 30 in QBR allowed. They're number 42 in passing success allowed. They are number 42 in passing explosiveness allowed, and they are number 6 in havoc rate. They are number 6 in the country in takeaways per game. On the other side, Western Kentucky, number 91 in giveaways per game. That ain't good. And both of these teams are outside the top 90 as far as penalties per game. Both are inside the top 40 as far as opponent penalties per game. So that's something to pay attention to. Western Kentucky, number 2 in special teams efficiency. Louisiana Tech is number 65 there. Western Kentucky, number 80 in overall talent rank and on 3. And Louisiana Tech, number 122. Very interesting to look at this and just see exactly what we've got going on. We've got a great defense against a, okay offense. And Western Kentucky, number 132 in current strength of schedule. Louisiana Tech a little bit better at number 101. I thought Louisiana Tech was going to handle Kennesaw last week, and I kind of thought that Western Kentucky was going to be able to handle FIU. With those results, I have no idea what to expect with anything. My power rating says that I should probably take Louisiana Tech. My last 4 weeks says that I should take Louisiana Tech. Not at 3.5. You get the point. Everything I've got has Louisiana Tech favored here. That 3.5 makes it weird for me. But typically these midweek games, you kind of tend to go with the home team. I mean, the home teams last week were really, really good. I don't necessarily trust Louisiana Tech, though. I'm wondering if there's some injuries for Western Kentucky that I don't know about. I mean, that 6 points last week, that's enough to keep me off of this. What the show does is we take a side on all these different games, no matter whether I like it or not. My numbers don't necessarily say to take Louisiana Tech as far as the stats projected spread. But if FIU can shut down Western Kentucky, then I know Louisiana Tech can. That's how I'll go with this. Give me La Tech at home, minus 3.5.
Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live?
TicketSmarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. With our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at TicketSmarter.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, if you have not already, go ahead, subscribe to the channel, like the videos, jump in the comments. Subscribing to the channel helps me out a ton. And it's free, it's easy to do, but there's more than, I think it's 52% of the viewers of this channel are not subscribed. Let's fix that number. Let's get it up to like 70, 80%, right? I would love that. I would love that. So hit subscribe for me. Don't forget, check out buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. You can get all of my stat projections, like these sheets that you're going to see, all that good stuff. Check it out. buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. Or just bettingcfb.com. Game number three, we move to Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on ESPN2. Middle Tennessee goes to Delaware. That's right, Delaware right now an 8.5-point home favorite, total of 54.5. It's come down a little bit. Come down just a little bit. It jumped up to 55.5, back down to 54.5. It was at 9.5 in favor of Delaware. At one point, you could get a 10.5, all the way back down to 8.5. Interesting spot here. Middle Tennessee has not been very good. Their only win on the season was not a good win. I'll just say that. they've not been very good. 1-5 straight up. Delaware's 3-3 straight up. Both of them only have 2 wins against the spread. Delaware, of course, has a 2-3 against the spread record because they played an FCS team in Delaware State. My stats projected spread has Delaware favored by 9.85 points. My power rating has Delaware by 9.5. But over the last 4 weeks, Delaware has not looked very good. The Blue Hens, I've got them minus 7.75. So regardless, we're looking at somewhere around an average between the three of probably 8.5, 8.75, something along those lines, which is right in line with the number. I don't feel great about either one of these teams. Middle Tennessee has been atrocious. You start diving into the numbers, Delaware number 83 in PPA margin, Middle Tennessee number 124. They're number 99 in offensive success rate, number 98 in defensive success rate. They are not good against the pass at all. They're a little bit better against the run. And what is it that Delaware does best? They run the football. Number 30 in rushing success, number 61 in passing success. But they are number 18 in passing explosiveness. Middle Tennessee is number 119 in passing explosiveness allowed on defense. If Middle Tennessee can get home against the quarterback, Middle Tennessee's defense, number 26. Remember, this is still a Derek Mason team. They're going to go after the quarterback. Middle Tennessee, number 26 in havoc created. Delaware's offense, number 85 in havoc rate allowed. That's interesting. Delaware throws the football almost 60% of the time. For whatever reason, as bad as Middle Tennessee's passing defense has been, teams are only throwing the ball almost 42% of the time against them. So teams are running significantly more against. Now, part of that could be the fact that they play in a conference where more teams run it than not. I think that's likely what it is. But Middle Tennessee is not good against the pass, and that's what Delaware wants to do. So I do see an edge there. On the other side, Middle Tennessee is not good on offense either. They throw the ball 63% of the time, and they are awful at it. Number 115 in PPA per pass, the number 114 in yards per pass attempt, number 112 in QBR. Well, Delaware's defense is number 72, number 71, and number 86 in those metrics. Passing success rate, Middle Tennessee number 102, Delaware number 120. So, I mean, this is weakness on weakness in this spot. And that's exactly what Middle Tennessee wants to keep doing. I mean, almost 63% of their offensive snaps are pass plays. We'll see exactly what that means. Looking at strength of schedule, no real difference here. Middle Tennessee, number 129. Delaware, number 120. I would not bet this game if I were you. But on this show, we do take sides. And if you're going to bet it, you feel like you just have to. You got to get some juice on this thing. I feel like Delaware is the more trustworthy team. Number 21 in penalties per game. They are number 107 in turnover margin. But they are, you know, a little bit better as far as being able to finish drives, being able to keep the other team out of the end zone. They are going to be at home. 8.5 feels like it might be a little bit too low. Give me Delaware. I'll take the home favorite on a Wednesday night here. Think they are going to be glad to be back home after just an awful last couple of games. I'll say that. So Delaware minus 8.5 is the way we're going for the show. Game number 4 still on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central Time on CBS Sports Network. Missouri State travels over to New Mexico State. And Missouri State, a 1.5-point road favorite, total of 51.5 here. My numbers do not agree. They do not agree at all, actually. I've got New Mexico State stats projected, favored by 3.5. Power rating, I've got New Mexico State minus 1.4. And over the last 4 weeks, I've got New Mexico State minus 1.24. I find it intriguing how we get to that point. Missouri State, defense not good. Offense is at least a little bit better. They're number 95 in predicted points added per drive on offense, but number 76 in predicted points added per play. So they are number 1 in the country in offensive explosiveness, but they're number 93 in defensive explosiveness allowed. New Mexico State, number 13 in offensive explosiveness, number 44 in defensive explosiveness allowed. It's very interesting. I would say very interesting just to look at how explosive they can be. New Mexico State's defense, certainly pretty awesome. It kind of negates what it is that New Mexico State does well, which is, Missouri State. They like to throw the football. They throw it over 54% of the time. They're number 37 in yards per pass attempt, number 29 in passing explosiveness. They are number 69 in passing success rate. Rush rate, they run the ball 45.5% of the time. And, you know, New Mexico State, pretty good at defending the run. So that's, Missouri State does have an advantage as far as throwing the football. On the other side, New Mexico State, they're not great at throwing it, but they are number 41 in passing explosiveness. Missouri State is number 128 there, but you're looking at number 94 in passing success rate against number 128 for Missouri State. You start diving into like five factors. These two teams are like right there. Number 109 in raw five factors versus number 113, and New Mexico State has the home field edge. Yeah, it's very intriguing to me to see this. New Mexico State has the special teams advantage, number 81 against number 117. Yeah, this is, my dad told me this forever ago. Never bet on bad teams to be good. And yet, here's what we're looking at. So, if I had to pick a side on this, I think the wrong team is favored. New Mexico State is at home. I will take them plus the 1.5 at home. Total is, it was at 52.5. It's down to 51.5. I've got a stats projected total of 40 on this. I think it's probably going to be more than that, but maybe not much more because Missouri State, number 116 in pace of play, and New Mexico State, number 74. So both teams like to go slow. Yeah, this could be a slog on Wednesday night. Give me the Aggies. New Mexico State plus 1.5.
Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Go Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostleaves.com.
If you haven't already, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and of course, jump in the comments. Let me know your picks before these games. Don't come in here hollering at me after the games. Put yourself out there. Let's see what's up. We moved to Thursday night. We got a standalone spot Thursday night. This one, of course, in the Sun Belt. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. South Alabama goes to Georgia State. South Alabama right now a 6.5-point favorite on the road. 55.5 is our total on this. And my numbers do not agree. Now, I don't know that I necessarily agree with the numbers here. Georgia State is pretty bad. Georgia State also has played the number 25 current strength of schedule. South Alabama, they only have one win on the season. Both of these teams are 1-6 straight up. Georgia State 1-6 against the number. South Alabama 2-5 against the number. But South Alabama has less excuses. Number 82 in current strength of schedule. Probably should have gotten that win at home against Arkansas State last week. How Butch Jones, how he continues to win with that defensive roster is just, I don't even know what to say. Don't even know what to say. Okay, so let's look at some advantages, etc. My numbers have South Alabama favored by 2.8. My power rating has South Alabama by 2.8. My stats over the last 4 weeks, opponent adjusted, have Georgia State by 0.32. That's interesting. You know, the implied score at the sports books is South Alabama 31-24.5. I've got it 24-21.5. So I'm well below the number. We'll see. We will see. I mean, this is an interesting, you know, offensive matchup. Hugh Jackson against Paul Petrino and Major Applewhite. Okay. Interesting. Georgia State is at home. They're number 121 in PPA margin. South Alabama, number 104 in PPA margin. Both teams have not good offenses, but better offenses than they do defenses. The South Alabama defense, number 121 in PPA allowed per drive, number 108 in defensive success rate, but they're pretty good against the pass, which is exactly what Georgia State wants to do. They throw the ball like 60% of the time. So, you know, number 103 in yards per pass attempt is Georgia State, number 91 in QBR for the Panthers, and the Jaguars on defense, number 29 in yards allowed per attempt, number 42 in QBR allowed. They are number 87 in havoc created. Georgia State is number 105 in havoc allowed. So not a huge advantage there. And when it comes to running the football, more teams run the ball on South Alabama because they're really, really not good at it. Teams are running the ball almost 58% of the time on South Alabama's defense. Georgia State only runs the ball about 40% of the time. Now, part of this is because Georgia State has been behind big time in a lot of their games. But they're also playing really good competition. Again, number 25 in current strength of schedule. So we don't know exactly what we're going to get as far as them trying to run the football on the South Alabama defense. I think they're probably going to have a little success here. As far as points per scoring opportunity, South Alabama's defense, anytime an opponent gets a first down inside their 40-yard line, South Alabama gives up 4.4 points per drive. That is number 112 in the country. Georgia State is number 73. So if Georgia State can ever get down there, I think they ought to be all right. Georgia State pretty good on third downs, number 49 in the country there. 43% of the time do they convert third down. Let's look on the other side. South Alabama, pretty good at running the football. Number 54 in yards per rush, number 45 in PPA per rush. They run the ball over 60% of the time. Number 77 in rushing success, number 64 in rushing explosiveness, number 43 in offensive line yards. Georgia State, number 134 in PPA allowed per rush, number 125 in yards allowed per rush, number 131 in rushing success allowed, number 109 in rushing explosiveness allowed, number 106 in offensive line yards. On top of that, South Alabama, when they get a first down inside the opponent 40, which is called a scoring opportunity, They're number 61, 4.05 points per drive that they get a first down inside the opponent 40. Georgia State, number 116. They give up 4.49. So Georgia State is pretty bad. But again, number 25 strength of schedule versus the number 82 strength of schedule. It's a massive difference. And even with some of these better numbers against the pass, running the football, all that for South Alabama, they are still just 1-6 straight up against a not good schedule. So right now, I mean, this thing was at 6, and it's gone up to 6.5. So people see Georgia State, and they think, oh, this team is atrocious. This is bad, bad. But don't forget that you're asking South Alabama, who is objectively a bad team against a bad schedule, to lay nearly a touchdown. They have to win by a touchdown on the road. What am I missing? I'm going to trust the numbers here. Georgia State hasn't really shown anything, but I'll trust them here at home. Give me Georgia State plus 6.5. I'll take it. Give me the Panthers plus 6.5. On to Friday night. This one, of course, 6 p.m. Central Time, ESPN2. North Texas goes to Charlotte. And, you know, North Texas got Navy coming in next week. Maybe some big things on the horizon if North Texas can get this win here. North Texas, a 26.5 to 27.5 point favorite, depending on the book. 60.5 to 61.5 for the total, of course, depending on, you know, which book you end up getting. My stats projected spread has got North Texas by 20.8. My power rating has North Texas by 19.2. My last 4 weeks numbers has North Texas by 20.05. Both of these teams have played abysmal strengths of schedule. North Texas number 121, Charlotte number 117. This is a tough one to try and figure out. North Texas blows out teams that they should, right? But you're talking about laying 4 touchdowns on the road. Charlotte showed against South Florida that, you know, they can put up a little bit of a fight, especially when the opposing defense is not very good. And the only thing that Charlotte is even halfway decent at, into that on preposition, of course, is passing the football. They're number 88 in passing success rate. They're number 98 in PPA per pass. Running the ball, number 134 in PPA per rush, number 129 in yards per rush, number 120 in rushing success rate. Just not good. North Texas's defense is fantastic against the pass. Absolutely fantastic. They are number 30 in passing success allowed, number 33 in QBR allowed, number 19 in yards allowed per pass attempt. But again, this is against the number 121 current strength of schedule. Charlotte certainly is not going to help that strength schedule. I know that. However, playing North Texas will help Charlotte's. So you start diving into this, and North Texas on offense should be able to score at will here. Number 1 in scoring opportunities per game, Charlotte's defense, number 126. Number 6 in points allowed per scoring opportunity. Number 6 in points per scoring opportunity. Charlotte's defense, number 117 in points allowed. They're going to get scoring opportunities. They are going to, You start looking at some of these other things. Giveaways per game, Charlotte, number 133. North Texas is number 1 in takeaways per game. I mean, that is just, good gracious. Points per play margin, North Texas is number 14, Charlotte number 132. Charlotte is 2-5 against the number, 1-6 straight up. North Texas 6-1 straight up, 5-2 against the number. Five factors rank North Texas number 43. Charlotte is next to last in the country, number 135. So my number is like a touchdown off, but I don't see any route for Charlotte to be able to keep North Texas off the board. And North Texas's defense is really good at the one thing that Charlotte really wants to do. They pass the ball over 50, well, almost 51% of the time. They're not very good at it, and North Texas is great at defending it. So, the one thing that you could see is Charlotte maybe keeping the ball away from North Texas. Charlotte is number 61 in third down conversion percentage. North Texas's defense is number 122 in third downs allowed. So maybe you see that. But North Texas, better in penalties per game, better in turnover margin, better in offensive explosiveness. Yeah, this thing's under four touchdowns. Give me North Texas. I'll take the mean green. I think big things on the horizon for this mean green team. And I don't think the pressure is going to get to them here. It's Charlotte. This team's really, really bad. I'll take North Texas, minus 27.5.
Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today. Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started.
Once again, check it out, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. You can get the stat sheets for every single FBS game every single week. Just become a member over there, $5 a month, $50 for the year. I have a good time with it. It's a fun community. You guys are supporting in droves, and I really appreciate that. This is a one-man operation. I do everything by myself. So, carrying on. Staying on Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, God's time zone. ESPN Cal comes all the way across the country. They're going to take on Virginia Tech. And this thing was at 4. It's out to 4.5 now in favor of Virginia Tech. Total is 49.5 or 50.5, depending on which book you get it. And my numbers don't like Virginia Tech here. Now, travel probably going to have a lot to do with this. Virginia Tech, current strength of schedule, number 41 in the country. Remember, they do have an interim coach right now, Phillip Montgomery, who was the head coach at Tulsa. He took the offensive coordinator job at Auburn after he got fired. And then he is now at Virginia Tech, where he was the offensive coordinator. Brent Pry gets fired, and now he is the interim head coach. They have won a few ball games. They've looked a lot better. Still not a good football team, and I think that's putting it mildly. Cal, strength of schedule, number 109, but they are 5-2 straight up, 3-3 against the number. Virginia Tech, 1-6 against the number. They didn't even cover against the FCS team that they played. So I think Wofford was the team there. Looking at what we've got now, and don't forget, Virginia Tech still has Kyron Drones. Cal, JKS, is just, boy, he's fun. Now, the offensive numbers are not great, but he's a lot of fun. This Cal defense is something serious. They are really, really good. Not good against the run, per se. Number 76 in yards allowed per rush. Number 59 in rushing success rate allowed. They are number 67 in PPA allowed per rush. Virginia Tech, number 59, number 46, and number 29 in those metrics. So Virginia Tech better at running the football. But on standard downs and whatnot, number 93 in standard downs PPA, number 100 in standard downs rate. So they aren't always in that. They are number 45 in standard down success. So that's something to pay attention to. Not good at throwing the football. I know that. They're number 49 in pass rate, but they are number 99 in PPA per pass. That's predicted points added. Number 103 in yards per pass attempt. Number 100 in QBR. Cal's defense is number 21, 29, and 29 in those metrics. Virginia Tech, number 118 in passing success. Cal's defense, number 24. So if Virginia Tech has any chance of covering this number, they got to run the football. They got to run it a lot. They're number 86 in rush rate, so that's going to have to go up here. But we'll see. We'll see exactly what they end up doing. On the other side, Cal's offense, like I said, is not good. They're not good at running the ball. Number 126 in PPA per rush. Well, Virginia Tech's defense is number 115 in PPA allowed per rush. Cal is number 131 in yards per rush. Virginia Tech's defense, number 85 in yards allowed per rush. Rushing success, Cal number 119, Virginia Tech's defense number 89. When it comes to points and points per scoring opportunity, Cal number 102, Virginia Tech's defense number 127. So we're not looking at a ton of points here. There's a total of 49.5 on this. I've got the total at 42. So this is going to be an ugly football game. I'll say that. Cal's defense puts them in a position to win basically every game that they play. Got to look out for turnovers. Cal number 91 in giveaways per game. Now, a lot of those were in the San Diego State game where they lost 34 to nothing. But Cal is number 40 in takeaways per game. Virginia Tech is number 118 in takeaways per game. They're not good at generating turnovers. They're number 54 in giveaways per game, so they don't turn it over a ton. Both of these teams are inside the top 20 as far as opponent penalties per game. But as far as their own penalties per game, both are outside the top 100, so that's definitely not good. Virginia Tech, number 134 in defensive red zone conversion percentage. That's not good considering that Cal is number 21 in offensive red zone touchdown rate. Once they get down there against this team, they're probably going to put touchdowns on the board. You're looking at two pretty even teams. Five factors rank, number 98 for Cal, number 100 for Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech does have more talent, although it's not a ton. Number 51 in overall talent rank. Cal is number 55. Virginia Tech does have an advantage as far as special teams goes. Number 24 in special teams efficiency. Cal, number 75. Yes, Cal has to go all the way across the country, but Justin Wilcox is a master at covering as a dog. I don't think Virginia Tech should be favored by more than a field goal against anybody. Even at home, even on a Friday night, short week, all that good stuff. Cal played on Friday last week, so it's not like it's a super short week. They've had enough time. I think Cal's going to be fine. I think the defense is going to show up here. Give me the Golden Bears plus 4.5 at Virginia Tech. Last game on Friday night, 9 p.m. Central Time on CBS Sports Network. Boise State goes to Nevada. And Boise, a 21.5 or 22.5 point favorite, depending on the book. 51.5 to 52.5 is our total, depending, of course, on the book. My numbers don't agree with that at all. It's got Boise minus 17, or well, 16.82 as far as the stats projected spread. I've got Boise minus 16.5 for the power rating. And my last 4 weeks, I've got Boise minus 18.48. So you're looking at a projected score of somewhere around 34 to 17 in favor of Boise. The sportsbook's implied score is 37 to 15.5. So Boise showed out against UNLV last week on the blue turf. Absolutely, you know, did it up, did their thing. Boise's defense is really good against the pass. Really good. Let's look at strength of schedule, by the way. Nevada, number 91. Boise, number 39. But Boise's defense, again, good against the pass. Number 12 in PPA allowed per pass. Number 45 in QBR allowed. Number 7 in passing success rate allowed. Nevada is awful at it. Nevada is number 136 in PPA per pass on offense. Number 114 in yards per pass attempt. Number 132 in QBR. They're number 97 in passing success. Luckily for them, they don't do this a lot. 44% of their offensive snaps have been pass plays. Okay, I can get that. As far as rush rate, Nevada 55.5% of the time. Do they run the football? Boise, teams run it on them almost 52% of the time. And part of that is because they are number 127 in PPA allowed per rush, number 109 in yards allowed per rush, number 135 in rushing explosiveness allowed. Nevada is number 29 in rushing explosiveness. So you might be able to see Nevada break off a big run somewhere in here. Special teams efficiency. Nevada 56th, Boise number 122. Boise, a pretty sizable talent advantage here, number 83 in on-three overall talent. Nevada number 117. On the other side of the ball, the Boise State offense is pretty good, can be really good in some cases. They throw the ball 48% of the time. I think that they're actually better at throwing than they are at running. They're number 96 in rushing success rate, but they're number 10 in rushing explosiveness, number 43 in PPA per rush, and number 24 in yards per rush. Well, Nevada is 126th in PPA allowed per rush, number 80 in yards allowed per rush, number 123 in rushing success allowed, and number 68 in rushing explosiveness. I don't see where Nevada is going to get a lot of stops. Boise does shoot themselves in the foot quite a bit. They are number 7 in scoring opportunities per game. That's when you get a first down inside the opponent 40. But they're number 70 in points per scoring opportunity. So they settle for a lot of field goals and whatnot. Five factors rank, Nevada number 117, Boise number 40. Boise, I'm not going to say they could name their score, but they could certainly run this up quite a bit. My stats projected total on this is 51, so I'm under the 52.5 here. Boise against bad teams can really kind of do whatever they want to. I like Jeff Choate. He's the Nevada head coach here. They come up, their schemes are really interesting. They just don't have a lot of good players. Boise at least has really good players. 21.5 feels like maybe a touch too far. 22.5 is the number that we can get. I don't think Boise completely slams these guys. They wanted to slam UNLV. UNLV was undefeated coming into their house. Boise, short week, got to go on the road. They've rarely had a lot of success in Nevada. I say rarely. I mean, what are we talking about? I'll trust the number. I'll trust Nevada plus 22.5. And I think that it's not going to make Boise uncomfortable. It's just I think they can win by 3 touchdowns and be totally content with that, right? So give me the Wolfpack, plus 22.5. All right, don't forget, of course, subscribe to the channel, like the video, and jump in the comments, and let me know your picks on these games. I want to know who you like the most, etc. But let's go through. I'll recap all of these. Oh, of course, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures if you want all the stat sheets, my new comparison tool and whatnot. Getting a lot of good reviews on the comparison tool. Definitely like that. All right. Kennesaw State, minus 2.5. Louisiana Tech, minus 2.5. Delaware, minus 8.5. New Mexico State. Excuse me. Louisiana Tech is minus 3.5. There we go. New Mexico State, plus 1.5. Georgia State, plus 6.5. North Texas, minus 27.5. Cal, plus 4.5. And Nevada, plus 22.5. I am betting on some trash this week. Oh, my gosh. Just bananas. All right. That is going to wrap things up. You guys are awesome as usual. Don't forget about the Wednesday show coming up. Don't forget about Three Dog Thursday coming up as well on Thursday with TJ. And I don't know who's going to have this week. Probably Jason Powers, I would imagine. But they have been absolutely rolling on that show. So keep up with those. But for now, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow @GaryWCE on X, and check out the web store,